1 hour short, 2 hour edition of this Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Again, we're taking you right up to the Cobos Insurance Center countdown at the queue tonight, presented by Ray Gittich Heating and Cooling. Cavaliers hosting the Orlando Magic down at Quicket Loans Arena. But the Cobos Insurance Center countdown at the queue begins at 5 with our very own Tim Elkhorn, and he will take you through the next hour and a half with Scott Cirillo to talk about the Cleveland Cavaliers. Lots to discuss today, but joining us here in studio to tell us about Main Street Amherst is Teresa Gillis. Teresa, thank you for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing good, and thank you for having me today.
Well, we appreciate you stopping in, and, well, you guys have a lot going on. I mean, just taking a look at your list of events, there are a lot of things going on in Amherst. One of the things we wanted to bring you in for first and foremost was the Instagram 101 workshop that's a week from today, and I think it's certainly an interesting endeavor, getting in all these different applications. Social media is a funny thing, and it offers you a number of different tools to really kind of get your message out there. I think especially for small businesses, it gives you the opportunity to really show what you can offer. How will the folks that attend this workshop next week benefit?
They will learn all types of things, tips and things to help them with their business. And Main Street Amherst is all about helping the small businesses to help increase their customer base. So they will learn all about Instagram, about hashtags. You know, I didn't know what a hashtag was until I went to the training myself. So
sure.
There's a lot of things to learn about, the difference even between, you know, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. There's so many things out there.
It seems like social media, whether it be Instagram, whether it be Facebook, whether it be Twitter, is almost a godsend for small businesses in the fact that you're able to kind of cut back on your advertising if you need to. You can use those social medias to tell people about the sales you may have going on. Have you found that to be true?
It is, but I think it's still important to
sure.
do. Like, Facebook has advertising, so
yes.
You know, and they're constantly changing the way that people see what you put on Facebook. So they are now changing a way that if you want more people to see things on Facebook, you need to buy their advertising, which is really cheap.
Yeah.
It's cheap. There's no question about that, but there's a price to be paid for advertising.
Absolutely.
There's no question. I mean, that stuff normally doesn't come free.
That's right.
Now, this is a cool workshop, too, because I think a lot of folks will go into this kind of wondering what's out there with Instagram, what it can do for their business. Well, give us the details. Where does this take place? Who's going to run it? All that good stuff.
Okay. We are actually going to – Main Street Amherst has these smart starts on a quarterly basis, and they're held at Main Street, which is downtown Amherst. You can look us up on our website, mainstreetamherst.org. But we are partnering this year with Ohio Small Business Development Center, which is located at LCCC.
Okay.
And so this particular training will be done by Lindsay Sims.
Okay.
So, and it's going to happen on Tuesday, April 11th from 8 to 10.
So that's a week from today,
mm-hmm.
from 8 to 10. See, you guys strategically placed that. Once that crowd's coming back from downtown on opening day, well done. You guys couldn't have scheduled that any better. That's perfect timing on your behalf.
Thank you.
Yeah, just the way you guys planned it, I'm sure. Well, no, that's not the only event you guys have coming up here. You guys have a ton of stuff coming up. You and I were talking before we came back on the air, and when I looked at your site earlier, one of the cool things that stood out to me was the Wine and Chocolate Walk event, but you told me, well, pump your brakes because you can't get too excited about it because it's already sold out.
It is. It gets sold out within just a little over a week. We sell 325 tickets, and there's about 50 businesses that participate. And to me, the way to describe it, it's a trick-or-treat for adults.
Sounds like fun to me. I'll say that.
Yeah, it sounds like a blast. Now, where did that idea originate?
Actually, I went to a Main Street event in Cambridge, Ohio. Main Streets are all over the state, and we all know each other. And they actually had a chocolate walk, so we added the wine. And we actually got to participate. So we're all about ripping off and duplicating and trying things in our communities if it works in another small town.
Sure. What about the idea for the Instagram event coming up? Is that something that was brought to you guys or a business brought your way?
Actually, I went to a training that the Small Business Center put sure. on, and I thought, gosh, my business owners in the historic district could use this as well. But not only can Main Street Amherst members attend, but mm-hmm. I have opened it up to the other Main Streets, which are Wellington and Oberlin.
Nice.
Cool. Very nice. We're mm-hmm. talking with Teresa Gillis of Main Street Amherst. A lot of events coming up. The Instagram 101 workshop coming up next week. You can kind of enjoy it from afar. but they do have a wine and chocolate walk. That's not until May. I know we're kind of going back and forth with these two events here, but if we can go back to that wine and chocolate walk, only because that's intriguing to me. How does this work? You guys bring in different vendors, like different chocolate vendors, different wine vendors to this event. How does this all work?
The way that it works is businesses in our downtown, or if you're not located downtown, you can be in the Main Street building or maybe even partner with another business. You buy a ticket. The day you come to the Main Street Community Center. That day, you get a wristband. You get a bag that's sponsored by the Donnas, which is Howard Hanna this year, and then a map of all the businesses that are participating, and you walk around to each business, and you get your chocolate or your wine.
Wow. Sounds like a good time.
Yeah, there's certainly a lot to consume there. No wonder it's already sold out. Well, a lot of interesting things that you guys have happening, and not only over the next couple of months, but no, in the summertime especially, once things really begin to warm up, you guys have a lot of other events coming this way also.
We do. One thing I do want to mention, though, that we do every month, and anybody's welcome to come, and it actually happens to be this Thursday at 9 o'clock is our general meeting, and it lasts from 9 to 10, no longer than an hour, and it's just a way to get to see what's happening in Amherst and also network with other businesses.
Very cool.
Yeah, very nice. I mean, it seems like you guys have a lot of cool things in the summer as well. I know you guys have different, like I think you have a Wednesday walk? Is that what
walking
it is?
Walking on Wednesday, where we have live entertainment or other nonprofits set up on the sidewalk. And it's a free event. People can come and enjoy and have some dinner downtown, maybe catch a movie or go bowling.
A lot of really interesting summer activities. Boy, it seems like we're somewhat restricted up in this area, but, you know, there's always something going on. Talking with Teresa Gillis of Main Street Amherst here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We mentioned the Instagram 101 workshop is coming up next Tuesday. So if you're coming back from downtown Cleveland enjoying opening day, stop by that Instagram 101 workshop. A lot of interesting tidbits you can learn about that particular application. And, you know, we were talking earlier. I'm still kind of new to the whole Instagram thing myself, just because my nephews were able to access that, and that's like the first social media thing they ever accessed. Their father still won't let them get on Facebook or anything like that. But I specifically got myself onto Instagram so I could connect with my nephews. And I think it's interesting, too, because apps like that just seem to have a way of connecting generations.
Do you know the one tidbit that maybe a lot of people don't know is Instagram is one of those things that you can have one, meaning you can have it be your personal page and your business. You can use one for both. A lot of them you can't do that, but Instagram you can. So it's really interesting because people like, for me to have a personal one and have Main Street, people know I'm Main Street, so yeah. I can put personal stuff and my Main Street stuff on the same thing.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. I wasn't aware of that. That's, mm-hmm. I can see some obvious benefits to that, particularly if you run your own business. But obviously, Instagram's one of the newer social media trends as well. For people who are just getting into it, can you tell them a little bit about Instagram and what some of the things are they can do on it?
Well, Instagram's just a great way. Mostly with Instagram, you don't want words.
Yeah.
You use a lot of hashtags and a lot of photos. So if you have a business, you want to take a lot of pictures of your business and show faces. Faces are really important. Cool. So it's just a great way to get people to know who you are through Instagram and what you have to sell.
To get back to some of the things that you do in the summer as well, just dancing on Main Street, how long has this been around for?
This will be the 14th year, I believe. And this is our biggest event of the year, and we close down the streets, the center of town, and we sell beer on the street, and we have live entertainment, and we have some food booths that come in, vendors, and then our restaurants have specials.
Wow. Now, that's not sold out yet, is it?
That's free. Anybody can come to that.
Okay. Well, folks are out there listening, wondering how they can get involved with that and how they can attend that. Give us the details.
The way that you, really to find out about all our events, you really want to get on our website, which is mainstreetamherst.org, and all of our events on there and any kind of forms that you need to fill out. Like if you want to be a food vendor for Dance on Main Street, the form is on there. If you would like to participate in the Walking on Wednesdays or even the Wine and Chocolate Walk, that's not sold out yet as far as vendors. More people can be a part of that. Even if you're not a member or your business is not located downtown Amherst, you still can participate.
Wow. I mean, again, just taking a look at all of the events coming up for the next few months. You're going to be very busy these next few months.
Just a little.
And you mentioned you've been with them for 14 years. Is that right?
I have. I'll celebrate 14 years in June. And I'm from Amherst, and I love what I do.
Well, it sure seems that way. I mean, I can see the enthusiasm. There's no question about that. You had mentioned something briefly earlier, too, about grants.
Yes. The City of Amherst has received, this will be our fifth grant, I believe, that we have received. And it's a $300,000 grant, and it's a match up to $10,000 for, now this is only for the historic district, but it's to, you know, renovate their buildings. And it's a, just a great way to really put a lot of money into our downtown.
Wow. Very nice. Well, again, check out the website, mainstreetamherst.org, for more information. That's mainstreetamherst.org. There you can get a complete rundown of all the events coming up over the next few months. Teresa, thank you very much for stopping in studio here and giving us some of your time.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
All righty. That's Teresa Gillis of Main Street Amherst. Don't forget, next Tuesday, they've got the Instagram 101 workshop. For more details, go to mainstreetamherst.org. Bullseye on the Afternoon continues after this on AM 930 WEOL.